Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of the information that is at talkers.com. He's the man that puts together, along with his staff, the rankings, the talkers charts, if you will. And this week is no exception. For the week of May 13th to 17th, we have some really interesting stories slash topics, if you will. And Michael will run down the list of people, and I have a few items of interest that I'm sure he would like to comment on regarding comings and goings of some of your favorite hosts and issues in the world of talk radio itself. So let's get started with Liz first, Michael.
And here at a time when everybody's saying, oh, talk radio is losing its interest and it's too political and it's too this, too that, we have all these fascinating topics that show the importance of the First Amendment in this country and the important role that talk radio plays in it. Let's look at the entire spectrum of top topics on talk radio this past week. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. The NBA and the hockey playoffs are very, very big. At number 9, the Cleveland Captives case tied with the Texas Tornadoes. At number 8, the Philly abortion doctor case. At number 7, massive conversation about the Angelina Jolie mastectomy. At number 6, immigration amnesty issue. At number 5, the marathon bomber note and the missing terror suspects. We have Syria-Israel tensions at 4. We have the AP phone record search at number 3. These are our big three scandal stories. Number 3, the AP phones. Number 2, the Benghazi attack investigation. At number 1, the IRS targets conservative groups, which is amazing. On the People Survey, we have Angelina Jolie at 10, Kermit Gosnell at 9, Ariel Castro at 8, Susan Rice tied with David Petraeus at 7, John Boehner at 6. Number 5 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Stephen Miller. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Eric Holder and Daryl Issa. And number 1, Barack Obama, who hasn't had fun his second term, as most presidents don't. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Well, you know, we have these three on the top of the list, the AP phone records search, the Department of Justice saying nothing even now as to why they did it, the Benghazi investigation, the IRS targeting conservative groups. That's three. We found actually 7 different things that are scandals that these guys are trying to deal with at the moment. In addition to the IRS targeting the conservative groups, on the other side, it appears the Barack Obama Foundation, which has been set up to help do good works in Africa, has gotten speedy approval from the Internal Revenue Service. And in fact, not only did they get unusually fast service, the status goes back to, they made it retroactive. So anybody who gave to the Obama Foundation as it got started in 2009, from that point to this year when it was granted permanent status, gets to write off all of the whatever it is that they donated. So as the world gets a hold of that, the conversation radio world, you don't think that the chat's going to be, look, over here, the rules for you guys, and over here, it's good to be king. The rules are different. You don't think they're going to have a picnic with that, Michael?
Yeah, well, there's no question they're going to be diving into it. Of course, you know, Barack Obama's not running for president again.
Yeah.
But much of this is already mounting to prevent one of the scariest figures to the Republicans in terms of them ever getting back in the White House in modern times, and that is Hillary.
Yeah.
They're working against Hillary at this point.
Yeah.
It's almost assumed in talk radio circles that she is going to be the candidate.
Right. Right. All right. So one of the other scandals is the missing terrorist suspects that they can't keep track of, and they don't talk to each other, so nobody knows where these guys are. Another, I think that the thread here this week has become the mismanagement of government and whether or not it's too big. I think that I listened to, I think it was Limbaugh, as a matter of fact, on Wednesday of this week, when David Axelrod had been on one of those shows and said, the problem here is government's too big. Well, that gave all of those guys on the other side a perfect entree. Yep, it is too big. When are we going to start cutting? And then they start going through the lists of how many people have been added to the government rolls of 4.5 million federal government employees. And the question is, how do you manage it? And that's
because, well, I don't know whether it's too big. I just think it's incompetent. I think it's dysfunctional. I think it's focused on personal career gain. It's focused on politics. It's focused on artificial issues. When you go to Washington, you see it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
You don't hear people in Washington really having conversations about what they can do to make the world better. You hear conversations about what they can do to make their particular
right.
group or their particular
their lives
party
better.
More powerful.
Yeah.
And that kind of dysfunction just absolutely mounts up to the point of breakdown.
Yep.
So I would say it has nothing to do with size. It has to do with functionality. And I think that the federal government is largely, not completely, there are some very, very impressive things in the government, but largely when it comes to the big issues that we talk about, dysfunctional, because it has dysfunctional people with dysfunctional attitudes operating it in a system that fosters that dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to good people, professionally competent, seeking solutions to problems and productivity. And that can happen whether it's small or large. It has nothing to do with size. It has to do with competence.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And you, I think when you watch the talking heads on television, once in a while you see people like Donna Brazile or you hear them on the radio. When you look at that on one side, and then you see the polarizing characters that are on the other side, there's no wonder it's dysfunction, because it's all about that self-importance that you were
right.
talking about. It's just,
and I'm starting to think that the situation of the world and the situation of the country is so complex, full of secrets, left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, dysfunctionality, that I'm starting to wonder whether any human being could be an effective president anymore.
Well, I've said many times on the air that for my money, the best thing would be to have two presidents, one who's an administrator, the other who is the face of the country, like George Bush, the father. Great face for the country. Really neat guy. Travels around, makes people feel good, but not a great manager. So you have somebody who is a co-president, if you will, that manages the affairs of state, and somebody else who's out there exercising in some way, shape, or form how to have us come across better and how to have us come up with ideas that really do help, that sort of thing, which we don't have. It's too big. It's too massive.
It's hard to find one guy or one woman who can be both of those.
Yes.
Because they're actually two different parts of the brain.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very interesting point of view. You know, they have a public relations director. How about a king or a queen? You know,
yeah.
The face, you know, the figurehead. I am kidding, folks. I don't want to get a bunch of
King
people.
Michael!
I'm calling for a monarchy in the U.S.
We
have monarchy here. We want a president to be a king.
Yeah.
We turn our celebrities into kings, queens, princes, and princesses. I think human DNA is wired to want royalty.
Mm.
And in America, where we hopefully had some kind of a grand social experiment to get away from that, we sort of have this make-believe royalty, because we still have this phantom royalty, because we really want it for some deep embedded reason in our anthropological origins. I think it's horrible. We have to stop judging presidents by what they look like and how nice they are.
Yeah.
Like you said, we need some stuffy accountant,
yeah.
administrator.
Harry Truman turned out, Harry Truman was a haberdasher, and he turned out to be one of the best presidents the country has ever seen. I think you can draw lots of great anecdotal information and evidence that Harry Truman really was a sharp president.
He left very, very, very much unpopular.
Yeah.
He left almost considered a failure.
Yeah.
He left in the glory and the uplifting mood of the 50s coming on, and Eisenhower, who was enormously popular. And, you know, you never know how history is going to judge things when you're there and then. So we don't really know. You know, I think one of the most interesting things is how is Barack Obama going to be judged 50 years, 100 years from now? Because obviously he's going to be a big figure in American history. Will he be looked upon as a great man who was misunderstood in his time? Would he be looked upon as a man that could have been great who blew it? Well, I mean, what will history say? It's very hard to know at this point.
Speaking of what history says, an iconoclastic character on the radio gets reviewed in a moment here on the Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is with us.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com with a focus on Rush Limbaugh. We all know, those of us who listen to this sort of radio, many people who are on the left and on the right know the name Media Matters. One wonders how these people are, you know, you can like Rush or not like him, but the kind of thing that's being done in the world of advertising seems to be way beyond the beyond, if you know what I mean. Michael, I wonder if you want to spend a minute talking about that.
Well, organized political groups are waging organized, well-oiled political campaigns to harass advertisers on political shows with which they don't agree. Mm-hmm. And it's having an effect. A lot of advertisers would rather not get involved in a fight to advertise on shows like Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
It's certainly okay under the First Amendment. You have the right to, express yourself. But in terms of the spirit of the First Amendment, and in terms of what's healthy for the media and the marketplace of ideas, it's having devastating consequences. Because it's taking the dirty, cutthroat tactics of politics and bringing them into an arena where they really are heavy-handed, harsh, and destructive. I don't think it's a great idea for big political organizations to be waging well-oiled campaigns against talk show hosts and try to dissuade their sponsors from supporting them because they disagree with their ideas. This is very
sick. Un-American. Very un-American. It is. So people need to know that story and all the other stories you can find. Go to Talkers.com for daily coverage of the best hosts, the best stories, the best stations, best programs. You'll read all about it every day at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here on the Countdown from Talkers.com.
The
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Levine is here, the founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, as one of the premier PR people in the country. I'd like to have him on the countdown every week to help us understand how images are created or how they need to be recreated. And such is the case with O.J. Simpson, who has requested a retrial. You've seen the images of him this week, Michael. How does this guy ever expect to in any way rehab his image?
You know, it's interesting. He is irrelevant to so many young people today who don't recall any of the story of, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So I don't think he redeems himself in any way, because I don't think he's relevant enough to redeem himself.
Speaking of that, the city of New Orleans can't seem to get a break since Katrina, shooting there this past weekend. What does a city like this do to make people feel good about wanting to go visit there?
Well, what I think New York has taught the world is that until you create a city where crime is under control, there's not much you can do, because it becomes an ongoing problem.
Yeah.
It's the problem of Chicago. It's the problem of New Orleans. It's a terrible, terrible crime problem in New Orleans. And so until people feel safe, and remember, New York in the late 80s, early 90s was a horror show of crime.
Yeah. Yep.
Mayor Giuliani was able somehow, some way, to miraculously make that city.
Yeah, it was called Bill Bratton.
Giuliani and Bill Bratton, right.
Yep, you're, right. And he fired Bratton because he got too much publicity.
Well, it's a complicated story, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But the point here is that when you have a city that's crime-ridden, nothing can change.
Let's do a take on Angelina Jolie and her double mastectomy.
Yep.
The focus on her, is it all about her? Is it about the disease? People wonder, she always seems to make such a big splash wherever she goes. Is this good for her image?
Well, I don't know how you could ever describe having a double mastectomy and now then later having your ovaries taken out is a good thing for anyone. It's terrible, but she has tried to turn it, I think quite effectively, into a conversation piece about the health scare and the health crisis. more than a story about her,
mm-hmm.
and the story about her and her own tragedy. And I think she has been partially effective with that. It's a stunning announcement. You know, I represented John Voight, who was
his
father.
Mm-hmm.
And John Voight didn't even know.
Let's spend a few seconds on the Department of Justice and the fact that they, I mean, there's one scandal on top of another here for the president. This one involves Eric Holder, who seemed to be pretty incompetent heretofore. Now you just wonder, as you look at it, what is this guy thinking?
You know, I don't know how to say this any more politely. The President of the United States and the Attorney General both look terrible. They look totally disengaged. They look they both look like political deer in headlights. You know, and they don't seem to be able to create an impression of strength, of vigor, of engagement. Forgive me, Mr. President. Forgive me, Attorney General. You just don't look like you get it. Engaged in a serious process. This is serious stuff. Serious stuff. IRS of the United States of America. And you don't know what's going on. I mean, on top of the Secret Service screwing around with prostitutes. It's bad stuff.
Bad for the image. The image is what
bad.
Michael Levine is about. Michael also operates the LBN Alert. Go to LBNAlert.com for the news of the day with a very special and intriguing twist on it. LBN Alert. Michael Levine here on the Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing what's happened from May 13th to the 17th here on the countdown. A lot of scandals this week. Let's see how many we can get to during this part of the countdown. The IRS targeting conservative groups, political action groups, number one this week. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to Congressman Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania about the start of this investigation.
What can you tell us that you've learned since Friday? Now it seems to have ratcheted up through the Sunday shows, etc., that even we the people triggered this kind of look at your status.
Well, it's an ever-increasing amount of information coming out. Clearly, the Inspector General for the Department of Treasury has highlighted in its report that we still are going to be getting, hopefully in the next day or two, this ongoing, over the past number of years, this ongoing review by some folks within the IRS of certain groups that have more conservative leanings. And the question is, have they been abusing their power in looking at these groups' filings for tax-exempt status in a way that violates the law? Our committee chairman, Dave Camp, who is from Michigan, has rightfully jumped right on this, as well as our subcommittee chairman on oversight, Charles Bustani. And our Ways and Means Committee is going to take this up really quick, and we're going to get to the bottom of how long this has been undertaken, who's been involved, and who ought to be responsible for this abuse of power.
What do you say, Congressman? Some immediately are out there saying, well, look, they weren't really trying to go after these groups per se, because the head of the IRS during some of this was a Bush appointee.
Well, the IRS law is clear. You cannot discriminate against any particular taxpayer or tax-paying group in what your duties and responsibilities are with the IRS. Clearly, if this Inspector General report is accurate, and that's what we'll also have as part of the hearing, then there were employees within the IRS that were using their powers in a discriminatory way to single out those groups that had somehow a Tea Party or Patriot connection, because clearly they felt they deserve more scrutiny than somebody else or another group that had liberal or progressive attachment and so or affiliation. So clearly, there's a political bent to this that is very disturbing, and we've got to get to the bottom of it.
Here's radio host Mark Simone with journalist Frank Rich. They talk about all the scandals and what they say about the management or lack of management abilities at the Obama administration.
President Obama, probably not going to win an award for Manager of the Year.
No, this is a pretty big mess. I mean, he's sort of trying to get back on his game today, it seems, or beginning last night when they got rid of the IRS director. And, you know, it's an interesting thing about him. This has been true since the 2008 campaign, before he was in the White House. He can drift. I mean, he really can drift. And then suddenly, you know, he gets his butt handed to him, and he gets back with the program. But remember, you know, that was always, you know, always the case during the campaign, his first presidential campaign. He would let things slide. He seemed diffident. He would take hits from Hillary Clinton, and then suddenly he'd give a big speech or a big rally. And of course, now you can't do it with speeches and rallies, so he has to take action, and he seems to be taking some.
Well, very little. I mean, good first step. He got rid of the current head of the IRS.
Well, the previous one, of course, when all this went down about the targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups, it was under the previous head of the IRS, who was appointed by Bush.
Well, I hear that from a lot of MSNBC people, but you don't honestly expect us to believe the Bush administration decided to go after the Tea Party.
I don't think the Obama administration did either. If either did, then you do have a Watergate situation. But it really seems that neither administration knew what the hell was going on, which is, does not reflect well on either of them, but it's something different from committing a crime.
Yeah, but you know that Obama brought with him a lot of those thuggish, tough Chicago political David Axelrod operative type. Who knows what? And as somebody pointed out, it's not that they told him to do it. It's the same thing with Watergate. You know, Nixon yelled and screamed about what he wanted, and these guys thought he would want them to do this for him.
I think that's a pretty thin thread to hang it. What would be an impeachable offense on, I have to say. I just don't buy it. And also, there've been bigger fish to fry. You know, why not go after the Koch brothers or Karl Rove's American Crossroads? Why after these penny organizations?
Because you could audit the Koch brothers for years, and what would you accomplish? They still had plenty of money to donate. But if you took away tax exempt status from the Tea Party groups, they would not get the donations coming in, so you could really, really put a damper on the money they could raise.
I guess so, but these are small groups. I just don't buy the conspiracy theory. I really, really don't. I think it's bad. The people who did it should be punished, and they should be forced to testify and explain under oath, and whether in a, ideally to me, in a justice system, not in a dog and pony show in Congress, what went on and be punished. And if there are other people or higher ups involved, they should testify to that effect. But there's absolutely no evidence of it now.
Up next, more scandals, including a countdown extra on a brand new scandal that you may not have heard about, all on the way here as the Talk Radio Countdown rolls along.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Talk Radio in Review, Doug Steffen here at the helm, the Benghazi attack investigation number 2 on this week's countdown. Here's Diane Sawyer talking to political reporter Jonathan Carl about the emails released by the White House this week, which basically show that the State Department and the CIA crafted all the talking points about the September attack before the information was even given to the president.
The White House finally released documents, more than 100 pages of secret emails written in the wake of the attack.
After months of demands from Republicans in Congress, the White House has released emails related to what the administration said in the days after the terrorist attack in Benghazi. The emails confirm ABC News' exclusive report that the so-called talking points on the attack underwent 12 revisions and that substantial changes were made after the State Department expressed concerns. The edits deleted references to the Al-Qaeda affiliate Ansar al-Sharia and to previous CIA warnings about terror threats in Benghazi. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland expressed concerns about including those references in the talking points. In one email previously reported by ABC News, Nuland wanted the warnings removed because they, quote, could be abused by members of Congress to beat the State Department for not paying attention to agency warnings. So why do we want to feed that either? Concerned. After some changes were made, Nuland was not satisfied. These don't resolve all my issues or those of my building leadership, Nuland wrote. Her building, the State Department, then led by Hillary Clinton. The final edits, however, were made by hand, according to a senior administration official, by Deputy CIA Director Mike Morrell, who shared Nuland's concerns. All 12 versions of the talking points included in the emails, as previously reported by ABC News, also say that the protests, the attacks in Benghazi began, quote, spontaneously inspired by the protests in Cairo. In other words, Diane, all that talk of protests began with the CIA. That didn't change in this. What changed was the context, taking out all references to the terror threat in Benghazi.
Well, John, you are there at the White House day in and day out, and I just wondered, with this incoming fire from critics on so many different fronts, how serious do they think all this is?
Well, it's a serious distraction at the very least. The president's got an agenda for his second term that he has outlined. It includes immigration reform, gun control, the budget, and nobody is talking about that right now. They are trying to get through all of this so they can get back to what the president actually wants to be talking about, his agenda for the United States.
The scandal involving the Department of Justice and the phone records they seized at the Associated Press number 3 on the countdown this week. Here's host Joe Soucere talking about the Justice Department scandal there, and it seems to be just one more scandal on top of another scandal on top of another scandal.
The Justice Department has seized without notice comprehensive phone records for reporters and editors at the Associated Press, prompting the news agency to protest Monday directly to Attorney General Eric Holder. I am writing to object in the strongest possible terms to a massive and unprecedented intrusion by the Department of Justice into the news-gathering activities of the AP, CEO Gary Pruitt wrote in a letter to Holder. Justice Department didn't explain why their records were subpoenaed, saying only that they were needed for the investigation of an unspecified criminal matter. The statement said media organizations are notified in advance of such subpoenas unless doing so would pose a substantial threat to the integrity of the investigation. The AP was told of the Justice Department's seizure of phone records on May 10 in a letter to its lawyers from the office of U.S. Attorney Ronald Machen in Washington, D.C. According to Pruitt's letter, the records involve more than 20 phone lines, including AP's general phone number in New York City, and numbers in bureaus in New York, Washington, D.C., including the House of Representatives in Hartford, Connecticut. More than 100 reporters work in those offices, according to the AP. Department of Justice has interpreted its powers broadly enough to grab phone records of media organizations without giving notice, said David Cross, a lawyer at Crowell and Mooring, who specialize in electronic discovery law. It certainly creates questions about the First Amendment. For 20 phone lines, that's a lot of information DOG is sitting on beyond the target of the investigation. A home phone and cell phone records of several AP journalists were also seized. What's going on? What is going on here? What's going on? First it was the IRS. White House doesn't know anything about that.
Nope.
Now the Justice Department is tapping the phone lines of reporters or seizing the telephone records of reporters. They didn't know anything about Benghazi.
Nope.
What do they know about? What is going on here?
Do they know what's going on? Or is that what you're asking? What's going on?
I'm asking what's going on. This is... They have no knowledge of the AP stuff. No knowledge of the IRS intrusions into... so-called conservative groups, even those that would teach Constitution and Bill of Rights. No knowledge of Benghazi. That's old news. What the hell is going on here?
Home phone?
I lived at a time when this was happening under the Nixon administration, there'd be riots in the streets right now. Are you euphorians going to wake up here?
No, they probably love it.
You understand what's taking place here? This is an arrogant, arrogant demonstration of power.
All right, here's a countdown extra. A new scandal you may not have heard about yet. Here from CNN, Jake Tapper talks about this scandal brewing over missing terror suspects, as once again the government agency that's supposed to be in charge fails to share information with other government agencies.
Two individuals identified as known or suspected terrorists entered the Justice Department's Witness Protection Program. According to the Justice Department Inspector General, the U.S. Marshals were, at one point, unable to locate them. This is all in this interim report obtained by CNN. But here's the bigger issue than these two individuals. At some point, these two cooperated. They got the full Henry Hill witness relocation treatment. New names, new lives, but amazingly, the U.S. Marshals Service was not sharing that information with other agencies before May 2012, the information like their new names of these new witnesses. So good luck trying to spot them on the no-fly list. They could just get right on a plane. And the Justice Department is not disputing this report. They released a statement that reads in part, "The Justice Department agrees with the Inspector General's audit report that the WITSEC, that's Witness Security Program's requirements for admitting and monitoring participants, needed to be enhanced for terrorism-linked witnesses." Now, the Justice Department underlines that these two individuals are not in the United States. They're not wanted. They're no longer part of the Witness Protection Program. And the Justice Department claims that since the Inspector General drew attention to this and other national security issues dealing with the witness security program, those two suspects are now, quote unquote, accounted for. Now, what does accounted for mean? Does the Justice Department know exactly where these two individuals identified as known or suspected terrorists are located? Well, Justice Department officials would not say. Well, that's okay. So these known or suspected terrorists are in the wind. We don't know their names. Not their real ones, not their fake ones. Pretty much the point of witness protection, of course. But it does appear that the government tripped over itself once again and made it easier for these individuals to fall off its radar.
Up next, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal advisor, with his thoughts on some of the issues this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is here. He's the author of a number of books to help you stay away from scams. And that's actually where I want to get started this week, because there are a couple of whoppers that became popular during the course of the week. Starting off with the Better Business Bureau, focusing on and warning people about a new utility bill scam that's popping up all over the country. It involves an approach to get people to part with their money. It's been actually growing in popularity. You've warned people of this, Steve, over the years. Prepaid debit cards. But the scammers are calling people claiming they work for the local electric company or the gas company. The callers tell people that they're late on their utility bill and the service will be cut off if they don't pay right away. And then they instruct people to purchase a prepaid debit card to pay the bill and call them back with a card number. And then, of course, the thieves drain the value from the card. Utility bill isn't paid, but somebody's ahead of the game.
Whenever you get an email, whenever you get a telephone call, whenever you get any communication, you can never be sure from whom it really is coming. First of all, these green dot cards are the same as wiring money. So once they're gone, they're gone. You can't get it back. It's not like a credit card or even a check that you can stop payment on. So anytime anyone asks you to pay by way of one of these green dot cards, prepaid cards, you've immediately got to be skeptical. But the key thing and the easy thing you do is you just take the information from whomever called you, you hang up, and then you call the real utility company at a number that you know is accurate, not the one they give you, and then you can inquire about your bill.
All right, so that's scam number one. Scam number two this week the Disney scam, where families are hiring handicapped people to help them skip ahead in the lines at Disney World.
This is just wrong on so many levels. But, you know, the idea that you you hire the handicapped person, it frankly is it's a violation of the rules that they do have at Disney. And so you can get into trouble for, you know, for doing this. It's not legitimate. You certainly can't count on someone being honest with you who is trying to lure you into something like that. You know, it's the same thing where I got another one of these robocalls from Heather this time from Credit Card Services. I know every robocall I get is a scam because it's illegal to do robocalls now. So the same thing with this. You know, this is the kind of thing where the scammers appeal to that little bit of larceny in us that looks for that edge. So people should not get caught with this thing because it can't. You can get into some trouble there, including criminal violations.
Next up on the hit parade here, the Department of Justice. There are seven different problems, scandals, if you will, that the administration is going to have to deal with. One of them has to do with this IRS thing. Now, we can say what we want about whether Citizens United was a great ruling, but when it comes down to the brass tacks here, the IRS giving favorable and quick and speedy approval to an Obama foundation, and you know what kind of hay the right-wingers are making out of that, versus the stalling of applications for people who are setting up these 501c4s. Why don't you explain what a C4 is versus a 3, and then maybe we talk a little about whether this is actionable.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. You're one of the first people I've talked to who actually picked out that one of the problems behind this, and it's not really an excuse, is the fact that since the Citizens United decision, which allowed corporations and foundations and whatever unlimited access for commercials for politicians and any kind of a campaign, there has been a rush on these. And part of the thing is there's a rush on these because these people, particularly the C4s that you talked about, don't have to necessarily disclose who their donors are. So it's a way of hiding who you are. There are different nonprofit corporations. A C3 is a charity to which you can get a deduction for making a contribution to. But with a 501c3, they cannot deal in political matters. A 501c4 does not pay income taxes itself, can deal in political issues, but it doesn't get deductible contributions. So these have been a lot of C4s, like the various Tea Party ones, that have flooded the IRS, and someone made an absolute stupid decision as they're trying to figure out, you know, how to screen them, to put those at the bottom of the list. So they were dead wrong with that. It was a super political discrimination in a agency that should be the least political. But part of it was because they were flooded with so many of these that were abusing the Citizens United decision.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney, with his ideas on scams and some of the hot items this week on the Talkers Charts here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.